Making up pop songs. It's Friday. We're making them up. Eric, you're good at improvising pop music.
Oh, no. I'm only good at recalling pop music from like 40 years ago with the word Friday in it.
Pull it up. It's Friday.
Man.
I heard that Micah's got his Friday pants on over there in NYC.
I don't have any pants on in NYC.
That's what I meant by your Friday pants. It's Game of Thrones.
Casual Friday.
How are you guys?
Doing well.
We had a hell of a week, haven't we, guys?
With a UVA at the end of it, you know?
Yes.
It's been good.
Isn't that a kind of cheese? Hell of a good cheese?
Is it?
A dip. There's dip.
Oh, it's a
hell
dip.
Hell of a good dip. Yeah.
You know, Can we just discuss really quick that dip? I'm one of those people that, for me, some food is just a vessel for the dip rather than the other way around. You know what I mean?
I agree. No, it's true. I end up having to get a lot more things because I have like some ranch left over.
Yeah, exactly.
I end up just getting something to like stick in the ranch. It's true.
Yeah, no, I remember one time we were at a convention and Mikey, you were there and Eric was there and Eric was eating some calamari and he was eating all that white sauce. And I was just like, man, that looks delicious. And then we were like, hey, let's record a podcast. And then here we were on Friday.
Remember the guacamole at Ascendio?
Yes, I do. We'll put a picture in the show notes.
Yes.
It was one of the moments in my life where I turned from a boy to a man.
Well, that was an example. Like, those chips were good, man, but it was all about the guac.
It's a true story.
You know what else
guac's
would
delicious.
Make you turn from a boy to a man? Going to Game of Thrones, the exhibition.
Please share with us.
Well, see, I actually transitioned without using the infamous speaking of.
Do you want a medal or a chest to pin it on? Come on. What do you
both?
What about a metal chest to pin it on? I'm thinking about.
There you go.
Yeah,
thinking about getting robot legs.
So I got a chance last week, just before season 3 premiered, to check out Game of Thrones, the exhibition in New York City, and I only think it's here for a couple more days, and you have some audio from the actual launch event that I went to. That you guys will hear a little bit later on in the show, but just wanted to kind of talk through with you guys what you experience when you go to this exhibition. And really, it's well done. It's broken out into the four major families. Sorry to disappoint you, Eric, as far as the Greyjoys are concerned.
Well, wait a moment then. Should I take that to mean there's nothing from Theon there? Because he grew up with the Starks, so wouldn't he just be in their section?
Well, that's a fair point. And I can't with 100% certainty say that there is no Greyjoy relics there in one form or another. But the focus was really on the Lannisters, the Targaryens, the Starks, and the Baratheons. So to see some really cool costumes, some really cool props. And so actually when you first walked in, you're hit with costumes of Mance Rayder, Ygritte, Jon Snow, and Lord Commander, big old Papa Bear. And I thought that was a really cool way to start off because it's actually, even though not all those characters are there, it's actually how the series starts off is Beyond the Wall. And so that's what you experience when you first walk in there. And then, you know, you go off to the right or the left. Now, to the left in this particular night, there was a nice open bar. Now, I don't think that that's always going to be there when you go and visit the exhibition. They were serving Game of Thrones brewed beer. If you wanted to indulge in that. There was also some liquor as well. Not Game of Thrones brewed, but certainly Tyrion Lannister approved.
The finest Dornish wine.
Thank the gods for liquor.
And Zach, I know one of the things you actually brought up on a previous episode that you thought was really cool is this Battle for Blackwater Bay simulation where you get to shoot an arrow and basically simulate what Bronn does when he
touchdown
blows up
pass.
Blackwater Bay. Yeah, it's a huge touchdown pass. So
Hail it Mary. Explodes. It ignites the bay.
Yeah.
That's your job. You have to try and beat out the other two people.
How can you miss? How can you miss? The wildfire was spread like sitting on top of the entire bay like
bullshit.
Oil.
He practiced for hours, Eric.
But what was really interesting was watching both Maisie Williams, who plays Arya, and Sophie Turner, who plays Sansa, came over and were going against each other in this game. And to me, as you'll hear in the audio a little bit later on, it seemed as if Maisie had the upper hand.
Video game generation, man.
Like, our kids are going to be even better.
We're having kids together, Eric?
We're going to have kids together. Hey, in 20 years, it could even be legal.
It might not be legal. We'll have to, we'll keep you guys updated. Game of Thrones, you know.
But it's one of those things that, what I really liked about it, though, is that it is free. You know, you can go there, you can experience it. There's no charge associated with it, unlike other exhibitions that may happen to be in New York City.
Burn, wildfire burn.
And you can take photos, by the way, which you can't do at other exhibitions, which may happen to be in New York City. and you can sit the Iron Throne, which you cannot do at other exhibitions, which happen to be in New York City.
Sold.
Because there is no Iron Throne at that exhibition. But
hey, we have to show the listeners the picture that you took on the Iron Throne. It is the most badass shot of you. There's you have some badass photos. Like, if you were just trolling your Facebook the other day, there's the photo of you as the security guard next to the big cake. There's the photo of you in the basketball on the court.
Man, I miss all these photos. Yes. That's cool.
Yeah, Zach, somebody got rid of their Facebook a little prematurely, I think. But the one of Micah on the Iron Throne, can I just say, that's badass.
Did you actually put it as your cover photo or your profile photo?
It is my profile photo, absolutely.
Back in the day, Micah was just like, I want to go to this Game of Thrones event. Like, and it was pretty much any event. And I was like, really? What's that for? And he goes like, well, first off, we do a show. And I was like, yeah, given. And he goes, second off, my cover photo on everything. I'm just going to take an Iron Throne photo. Done. That's it. That's the cover photo. Set it and forget it.
Exactly. It's such an iconic photo to get. I don't care who you are. I mean, I went with one of my friends. And she did like this really crazy pose with her arms outstretched, and you know, people were just having a great time with it. I mean, you always want the chance to sit the throne, because no matter what you do, you're going to look badass doing it. That's right. The bottom line.
And uncomfortable.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because I also have it hanging up at work, on my little board there. So, you know, I use it to intimidate other people that are more senior than me that might happen to walk by.
Hey, I'm king somewhere.
That's right.
It's exciting because, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, this is a book series. This is a fandom. But, I mean, this is for the mass parts of pop culture. This is a television show. And just seeing, you know, there was the San Francisco and there's the LA red carpet premieres again for a television show. And then now there was basically another red carpet event, which is what you went to in New York at the exhibition for an exhibition that's basically just showing props from the show. And the turnout was great. Social media has been trending like crazy over the past week and a half. With the exhibition stuff and with the TV show in general. I mean, it's a madhouse, man. You got to be a part of it. We're pretty jealous.
It's true. Now, you took audio of this event though, right?
I did take audio of this event. And can I just throw in one more thing before we get to that audio? There are actually, you know, because they did serve a little bit of food at the exhibition for the guests that were there, but it was a carving station, which, you know, is probably pretty reflective of the times in Westeros. But there were people literally walking around with these massive turkey legs, like right off of
Six
a turkey,
flags.
And they were eating them. It was like being at medieval times, you know, and you're like ripping apart the whole chicken with your bare hands. It was ridiculous. But they did a great job kind of theming it out to be just like as if you were in Game of Thrones.
It kind of sounds like it was a mini convention, you know, honestly.
It was. And like I said, they brought a lot of the actors and the actresses through. Maisie Williams, Sophie Turner. Good old Sam was there.
They got a little pick together. They were hanging out. Sam, I remember he was like, Micah, your voice of me. And Micah's like, yes. And he was like, it's very good.
We're live from Game of Thrones, the exhibition here in New York City. And we're having a great time. As you can hear, the music is pumping pretty loudly. So hopefully you can hear me over that. Great introduction to the exhibition. As soon as you walk in, you're hit with some costumes, courtesy of Beyond the Wall. You got Ygritte, Mance Rayder, Jon Snow, and several others. Over to the left, there's the always popular Game of Thrones bar, which has liquor courtesy of that Game of Thrones selection that we saw come out a couple months ago. To the right-hand side, you have the Battle of Blackwater experience, where people are getting it on like donkey brawn, as the meme goes. And further in, you have just some great, iconic props and costumes. You have Ned's head up there on a spike, and you have a few dragons lurking around, as well as a hand of the kingpin here and there. But overall, it's a great experience. A lot of actors from the Game of Thrones series are here tonight. You have the actors who play Sansa Stark, Arya Stark, Marjorie Tyrell, Ygritte, Jon Snow, and Sam Tarly all in the house tonight. Sam was nice enough to brave my voice and actually take a photo, so that's always nice. But I'm going to get back to the party that's going on here and take my photo on the Iron Throne. So it won't be long before you all bend the knee to me. And that will be this week's iTunes Throne.
Alright, I've made my way further here into the exhibition, and I have a nice picture of Duck Sauce staring me in the face. There's a vault key pretty close to his picture, as well as a full-scale model of Drogon from Season 2, but I doubt he breathes any fire, as well as the other two eggs, which appear to be unhatched. I'll check back in with you shortly as I make my way over to the Lannister area. Actually, skipped over the Lannisters because, honestly, who cares about them? Currently watching the Battle of Blackwater Bay experience as Maisie Williams and Sophie Turner go at it. And to be honest with you, it's definitely true that Arya Stark is the better individual with the bow and arrow, because she's honestly putting a hurt on Sophie Turner right now. Alright, I'm now standing in the Stark area of the exhibition. I see Maester Luwin's chain, which if it wasn't in glass, I would put around my neck. The doll that Sansa was given by Ned Stark in Season 1, as well as the insignia pin worn by the Hand of the King. A necklace that was a gift from Sansa to Joffrey, or actually the other way around. Catelyn Stark's pin, which represents House Tully, as well as all the costumes of the Starks that they wore in Season 1. Be sure to check in with you guys later as I head over to the Targaryen area. One other thing to mention is that there's a true Westerosian party here, as all of the food being served is courtesy of a local butcher, and the portions are not small by any means. They are full turkey legs and beef and all of their sorts of goodness, as people here are calling it. Alright, I've made my way over to the Targaryen area of the exhibition, and there's some really cool costumes as well as concept art up on the wall. Definitely recommend this exhibition for anybody out there who's a Game of Thrones fan. I'm going to call it a night here as I go back up to the bar for my, I don't know what drink it is, but it's Game of Thrones bourbon, so I'm happy to continue going up there as many times as I need to. Appreciate you guys listening, and if you're in the New York City area or any area where the exhibition is going to be over the next couple of months, be sure to check it out.
Michael, it sounds like you you had your share of Game of Thrones beers there, sir.
Thank the gods for Game of Thrones beer.
Well, no.
Thank the gods.
It was Game of Thrones bourbon, to be precise.
Oh.
With a little bit of Coca-Cola in there. So,
well, Winterfell has told me over and over. He's like, dude, listen, this Game of Thrones beer. They sent me, because they send him stuff, you know, because he's like, cool. And so he's got this beer and he's like, it's great. I'm not even one of those beer people, but it's excellent. So Micah shows me a photo and he's like, hey, check it out. Check out this shit. And it's just like glasses of crystal and bottles with corks. And he's like, yeah, this is my spread for the night. And so now I find out okay, well, what is Game of Thrones bourbon? Like, how does that work?
I don't know, man. It's what they had up there.
Hey, it's brewed by the monks at the wall.
Don't fight it. You know what I mean? Just go with it.
But yeah, as you mentioned, they certainly know how to throw a party and provide the best possible parting gift. And that was a nice little bottle of, let's see, what is this here? Blonde ale.
So is it Targaryen or Lannister blonde ale?
I would go with Lannister.
All of this sounded really exciting. I know that Sue is there from Winter's Coming, repping, stomping around, doing her thing. Micah was there.
And Eric, hopefully the exhibition makes a stop in Chicago because it actually just closed yesterday in New York.
What? It was open like 4 days?
Yep. And it looks like it is headed to
Sao
Paulo, Brazil.
Let's go. All right. That sounds like a blast.
And then Amsterdam.
Oh, Marco, done.
Go to Amsterdam, man.
We got to go to Amsterdam.
Let's just do a tour out of it. See, the great thing about these things is because it pulls together groups of people that are like-minded and that are, I'm assuming it was just hysteria, right? Mass hysteria, just like it was a fun time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that that's really one of the unique things we've seen over the years through Harry Potter. And, you know, that's how the three of us got to know each other. It's how we got to know Selena. And, you know, it really is the sense of bringing together people who share a common interest, but are from all different walks of life. And I think the opportunity to learn from each other and just kind of meet each other and become friends. And, you know, you get these situations where, you know, Zach, I don't know where you are exactly, somewhere down south, right? Eric,
somewhere,
you know, in Chicago, myself in New York, Selena in Sweden or San Francisco or wherever she happens to be this particular week. But it just goes to show you how, you know, a common interest can really bond people and bring them together and have them talk about things like this. And
it's true. These kinds of gatherings are a good time. It's kind of unimaginable how fun they are, especially if you're really passionate about something. And if you're listening to the show, chances are you're really passionate about Thrones, Ice and Fire, or maybe just the way our voices sound when they're played through your speakerphones. Either way, we have fun plans regarding a lot of those things coming in the future. So stick close to the show during this season and also during the off season, because there's going to be a lot of fun opportunities for us to hang out, have fun, share stories. It'll be good. The best place to get in touch with us, if you would like to get in touch with us, if that's something that you'd be interested in doing, is on Twitter, because we check Twitter often.
I know, Zach, you mentioned we will save the majority of our tweets to Monday's episode when we will go through actually episode 2 of season 3. But Megan here had this to say: the best birthday gift I will probably receive on Friday is a new episode of Game of Bones.
Did you read her second tweet?
Well, first, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Megan. Very cool.
Secondly, you want to read that tweet?
Her second tweet for Megan, birthday girl Megan, she says, don't take this the wrong way, but I want to shrink you all and carry you around in my pocket whilst you comment on everything. So I hope it's a big pocket.
but if we were that small, we'd all sound like this.
Sam's here. Well, Eric had to bounce really quick because he had another engagement. So I guess Sam's going to come hang out with me for a minute.
Yeah,
I'm all alone.
You're reading the tweets.
I'm all alone with Sam. This is the dude. So I'm Zach. Sam, it's good. It's good to meet you.
I know who you are.
Without everyone here. Well, since we're talking about the show, Samwell. First off, I think you looked great the other night at the event. Looked like you're staying in shape. That's good.
I've been working out a little bit.
The wildling treatment is what we like to call it over here at Goo, where you sprint away from White Walkers and possibly wildlings, right? Three blasts, right?
Well, I run away from White Walkers, but I do something else with the wildlings.
Okay, well, we'll leave that for the outtake.
Leave it to
show.
The imagination.
Yeah, right.
Or
okay,
not.
Well, since you're here, I think it'd be a good idea if we headed on over to iTunes, that place where a lot of the people, maybe you listen to the show too in the episodes that you're not on, maybe not, you're a busy guy. A lot of the people download the show, find the show through iTunes, and some of them, the best ones, the ones with the nicest haircuts and the prettiest smiles, they actually rate and review 5 stars on iTunes. Can you believe that?
Yeah, because Micah threatens them all the time.
Yeah, it's a scary situation that we've got going on the show, but it works. I was hoping if you would go ahead and read. We have a few new reviews over the past week. You know, it's been fun. We've been popping around on Winter's Coming. We've been popping around on Twitter. There's been a new episode that's really exciting. Could you read a review, if that's okay?
Yeah, I can read a bunch of them.
Okay.
The first one is from Samina11, and they say, in all seriousness, good stuff here. That's very insightful.
Yeah. Very deep review. Thank you.
Then the next one is from Gallery Mato, Mr. Roboto. I made up that last part. The subject says, just listen to it. Seriously, that's about all that needs saying. These people are amazing and very entertaining.
Wow, that's very kind of you. I had a frog in my throat just then because I almost just started just breathing tears out of my mouth. That's good.
And the final one comes from Samantha 30191, who is happy to be threatened. Oh. And she says, this podcast makes me so happy. The chemistry is palpable, even through my headphones, and I just want to hang out with all of them and discuss the series. Funny and interesting. I would have rated 10 stars if it was an option, even without your threats, Micah. Keep it up. Heart.
Oh, she used the less than 3.
Less than 3 what?
That's the heart. It's the heart sign, Sam. That's what people use to make the heart.
Oh.
Well, apparently they don't have texting north of the wall. Anyway, I do.
But keep up the great reviews. These are great guys. Really, we like them a lot.
Yeah, no, they're good. They're good.
I gotta go back and guard the wall now, though.
All right, good. Well, hey, can you when you go out, leave the door open because Micah is coming back in. I think he went and grabbed me a Hawaiian Punch beverage.
Yeah, or some blonde ale. One of the two.
Yeah, we're mixing them together. We're trying to get weird. It's Friday.
Yeah, Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday. Thanks for coming, Sam.
Thank you, guys. Always enjoy being on the show.
Leave the door open if you could, all right?
I'll try.
All right, hey, Sam, you trying to take that? Give me the pin back. All right, come on, put the pin back on the desk.
All right, Zach, I got your Hawaiian Punch.
Oh, thank you. Just delicious.
Were you able to hold down the show without me for a couple minutes?
Well, I mean, honestly, I just sat back and watched. Sam kind of took the show. You know, it's Friday. He decided to just kind of hop in and the reins. You know, I was a passenger.
Oh, Sam stopped by.
Why do I always miss him when he's on the show?
It's terrible. You know, I feel bad.
I think he's got something against people from New York.
He must not have had a good time last week.
Yeah, that's why they're going to Chicago so quickly. We'll see what happens in Chicago. We do appreciate your reviews, guys. We're having a little bit of fun. It's only Micah and I. Everybody else is busy. We're busy too, though, damn it.
That's right.
We hope that you guys enjoyed the commentary episode this Wednesday because we had a blast making it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, I got a chance to listen to it. And it's something that I think, we always wanted to do, and I think we planned to do it actually last summer, right, when we were all in Chicago together, but I think now just having the opportunity to sit back, relax, possibly have a adult beverage and watch the show together and just talk about it from the very beginning is something that is really cool.
Yeah, so if you guys have it in your hearts and souls that you would like to go back and catch up on the episodes, you can do this. We start every episode with the weird little obligatory HBO fuzz, and that's going to be your syncing point. Start your episode, turn down the volume, turn ours up. We have the episode track, and we have ourselves hanging out, and it's just fun. It's just a good time, and, why not? Why not? What else are you doing? Playing Warcraft? Well, pause for a second. You're probably already level 90.
Yeah, it's true, and I know Sam went through it before, but we do appreciate you guys reviewing us on iTunes, especially at this time of year, because, as we move into, the sort of the meat of the season, there's going to be a lot of other people out there that are probably looking for an additional fix of Game of Thrones, and we'd like it to be us. So, the more that you guys go out there and talk nicely about us, even if we may threaten you from time to time, it's just helpful for those other people out there who are as crazy about Game of Thrones as we are, and you are.
Indeed. We're very excited about the stuff to come. It's all very, very exciting. It's the stuff surrounding the actual show, surrounding the books, surrounding our show. It's going to be a blast. So we hope that you guys stick close. And, there's really nothing that can be said negative about anyone or anything. This is honestly just an incredible fandom to be a part of, and it's everyone's doing a kick-ass job, and we're just glad to be a resource for all of you. Seriously.
Absolutely. So with that, we look forward to episode 2 on Sunday night, and you guys send in your owns for those episodes. We'll definitely include them on Monday's episode.
the craziest, coolest things you guys can think of, all right? It doesn't have to be like slapstick comedy. I'm looking at you, Larry the Wombat. You can't help it. You're just that funny. But everyone else who has to try, don't worry about it. Just send your activity in. We're going to try our damnedest to get to reading all of them. Last time, we didn't have the most preparation. It was a really, really strange recording time. But this time, I'm putting all of my feet down. That's two, and I'm going to really, really try. And Micah said he would, too, so it's going to be good.
It'll be good.
Well, there's strings in the background. That means that the show is probably going to come to an end.
Yep. Sorry, we can't control them. They just turn on when they know it's time for us to end the show.
Yeah, it's true.
They just start getting louder and louder. We can't stop them.
From all of us here at the Bastion of Gooiness, that was weird to say, but I'm going to go ahead and keep it. My name is Zach Louie.
And I'm Mike Tannenbaum.
Be happy and smile about stuff. There's a new show.
It's the weekend, part time, Mr. Roboto.